This is Levels of Geeks Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your host of Levels of Geeks Podcast, Alex and Friends.
Welcome, everyone, to a new episode. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and my co-host is...
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Welcome to episode 25, where we're covering It Man Part 3 from 2015. This is the movie review of It Man. So, Nate, are you ready for this one?
Well, yes. Now, if you guys noticed, I thought the first one was pretty good. I didn't really like the second one, and I'm now very nervous going into It Man 3. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to like this very much based off that last one. So I'm actually very excited to talk about it and see what happened here with It Man 3.
Yeah, so before we start, of course, like every time we always start these podcast episodes, please check out our podcast over at Apple Podcasts under Levels of Geeks Podcast. We have so far 24 episodes for your enjoyment. Please leave some feedback so we know how we're doing and then we can improve on it. Then we will. Of course, if you're watching us over on YouTube, please hit those like buttons on the video versions and then hit those notification bells. So every time these videos come out Thursdays and Saturdays, and of course Fridays for our disc review versions in 4K, you guys will be notified. But of course, before we start anything off, we're going to give you guys our categories that we rate these movies on when we sit down and we watch them in the comfort of our homes. Of course, they are lead character, main villain, action scenes, storyline, overall, total points, and there you have it, guys. Please give us your scores down below on the comments, or let us know what you guys thought of the film if you guys don't want to give us your scores. But, Nate, let's start off with the box office numbers. Are you ready for this
one? Yeah. I'm always ready for box office numbers, especially with these movies that are foreign, and sometimes they make $12 in America and then $30 million overseas. Who knows? I can't even guess. Like, when we do our next one, I could probably guess how it did. This one?
Yeah.
No idea.
Yes.
I got no clue.
Yeah, so let's go right in. This is It Man 3 from 2015 box office numbers. Domestically is $2,679,437, dude. It made more than the first two.
$2 million. Well, the first one didn't make any. Remember, it was like zero.
Well,
the last one was like
$600,000
or something. So this was a killer. I mean, comparatively, this was... head and shoulders above the first two here in the U.S.
Yeah, so all right, so let's get to the international. $154 million. $350,181. Of course, for a worldwide of $157,029,618.
That's
on
the
a
most.
Budget, yeah, on a budget of $36
million. Okay, that's the most. This is the biggest one so far.
It's the biggest one, yeah.
Makes sense. I mean, look, at this point, there have already been two. I would imagine one, well, like I originally hypothesized, did well on video. Maybe people caught it after the fact. Part two made a little bit more. Overseas did pretty good. And now, by now, people have more familiar with the franchise. Growing fan base probably did well in China, I would imagine. So, not surprising. Not surprising. Good for it.
Yeah, so, of course, you know... That's what the people think when they saw it. But let's go to the Rotten Tomatoes, right?
All
right. Let's check those out.
Here's what the critics said and audience scores. Finally, I've learned my lesson. Every week we come here and every week I only have one score. It's like, you know what? People are probably making fun of me. They're like, why is this guy? He's never prepared. I got them both. I got audience score and critic score. So critically, this is sitting at a cool 76%. Very well reviewed. All of these movies are, I think, 75 and up. Preview, spoiler alert for part 4. I think I remember they're all 75 and up. So this one actually, I believe, is the lowest critically at 76. Audience score, 73.
Not
so
bad.
They are seeing eye to eye as far as the critics and the people. Generally, very good reviews, overall for this movie. Or maybe not very good, but overall positive.
Yeah, look, you know what? The people have spoken, and now it's time for us. To be spoken. For us to be spoken. It's for us to be spoken. So we're going to give you guys our thoughts, our ratings for It Man 3 and see, is it going to match what Rotten Tomatoes critics say or the audience score? So guys, sit back and enjoy this brand new episode of episode 25. So let's start it off, Nate. You always start this off with the
That's
lead
right.
character, Ip Man himself.
Donnie Yen, back once again as Ip Man. One of the most easy names ever in the history of Earth. Look, I liked him in this one. I'm not going to lie. Put this movie on, and I was like very nervous. Like, oh, shoot. I didn't really like part two. You guys can go back and watch the last review. I didn't really like it. So I was like, oh, no, I don't know if I like this series. You know, when I get two in and I'm not blown away by either one, I'm like, uh-oh, I don't like the series. So then, pleasantly surprised, I actually liked him in this one more than in the first two, and I'll explain why. For one, the action is still there. So I'm not even going to get into Donnie Yen as an action star, because this is 7 years after the first movie, right? Like, the first one was 2008. This is 2015.
Yeah.
He's aged well. He looks exactly the same in 7 years. And he still can do the action scenes. Terrific. So I won't even touch that. Just as a character in the movie, he has a lot more stuff with his wife. He has to show some emotion in this movie, which he didn't really have to show too much in the first two. You know, he's a quiet character in general anyway. So this one, they gave him a little bit more. There was like a little bit more meat to chew on in as far as acting goes for Donnie Yen. I thought he did a really good job. I was invested in it in that, you know, kind of, and then I'll go more to story, but I was invested in that whole thing. But as a character, he finally did. If you guys remember my issue with him in part one, I'm like, he got a starving wife and starving kid and he won't take the rice and all this stuff. And this time he finally did the stuff that I kind of wanted him to do, which is like be there for his, he chose his wife over choosing to fight. You know what I mean? And I like that. I liked him in this. I'm going to give him a four. This was actually because the action was there. The fighting was there. Didn't have, you know, that's to be said. He wasn't just trying to open a school for the third straight movie. You know what I mean? So that was different. He finally was there for his wife and his kid and stuff. I really enjoyed him in this movie. I'm going to give him a four as my favorite take on him so far.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. So far, I gave him five across the board from one and two. Yeah. This one, he had more of a acting chop. Like, you can see that they started to progress more the character, more serious tone into the character, more stuff with the cancer and his wife. We'll talk about that storyline. But in terms of Daniel Yang, everything seems the same. Nothing new in terms of, like, new abilities and nothing. But, I mean, he's not a superhero, so it's not like he's going to upgrade or anything. But you get to see he's a more humble guy, which he was humble in the first two, but he's like super humble now, more family man. So with that said, I'm going to knock him a point because to me, I felt like there was nothing newer to the character. Like I just felt like it was something that it's the same dude across the three. You understand what I mean? Like it wasn't something like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's just like, to me, I felt like it was the same character I saw in the first two, and they rewrote it in three. They just gave him more of a drama part. So with that, I gave him a four also.
Four.
Yeah. Nothing bad. Nice. I just knocked him a point because I feel like I got the emotional part in part two when, you know, when the guy dies and we got all that. Even when he saw his friend eating the duck, like he got really emotional. So we got that side of him. So this one, it was a more of a drama led. So with that, I gave him a four. So
fair.
Main villain. Now, this one was kind of tricky because you got Mike Tyson, who does a cameo in this film.
Yeah.
And then you got
he's kind of like a boss. Like local boss type guy.
Yeah, which I'll just tackle him a little bit just quick before, because he's not the main character. To me, he was like more of a henchman style. They put him in this movie as a cameo. I liked him. I thought he was very good. He was a very good, I'm not going to say he's a great actor, but he was very decent for a boxer. Yeah. I thought he was really believable. When he goes toe-to-toe with Ip Man, I loved it. I thought it was a really good, because you could see him in his element with the boxing, and he went toe-to-toe with him. And you could tell that he actually choreographed with Daniel Yang. So I kind of enjoyed that. I thought it was really good. So if I had to rate Mike Tyson, I'm not holding no punches. Get it, pun? I will give him a four. I would give him a four because I think he did a really good job as the boss. Like he was really, he was believable. Now, in terms of the real guy, which he's the Wang Chung, another person that learned Wang Chung. And I think he came out of the same school as Ip Man, from what I I remember. I watched it this week. I just don't remember much of the story as much. But
plus, they all have like such Asian names. It's hard to remember.
Yeah,
like, honestly, it's hard for me to remember their names.
Yeah,
without writing it down.
Right. So, like, what I remember was that they both came out from the same school, but Daniel Yang turned it more to his own style of Wang Chun, and the guy got angry.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, like, he did what Bruce Lee did. He learned the style, and then he made it his own and made it more, you know, popular or whatever. So, I like that. That's pretty cool. I like the true Wang Chun versus Ip Man's Wang Chun. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. I like the character. He was very good. He reminded me of Lou Diamond Phillips. Right? He reminded me of Lou Diamond Phillips. Yeah, so.
Asian, yeah.
Asian Lou Diamond Phillips. But I thought he was really good. And I enjoy that storyline. I love that their sons were friends. But then the dads were going to, you know, hit, like, just basically fight it off or something. And there was, like, two plots to the story. We'll talk about that in the storyline. But with that said, look, main villain, he was very good. He could fight. The fight scene was very strong. We'll talk about that in action scene. But the character was very fun. I enjoyed it. Like I said, I gave him a 4 for the main villain.
Yeah. So I want to touch on Mike Tyson real quick, too.
Yeah, he was good.
You know, I thought he was good. And you know what's funny, though? I told my brother. So I was watching it. I watched it today. And when I was watching it, you know, like, my brother came out and I'm like, you know what? Mike Tyson is really good in the fight scene. He's really good. Like terrific. I borderline terrific. You know what I mean? The only problem with Mike Tyson is, and it's unfortunate for him, is that he's Mike Tyson. So like, he's too famous of a character, of a human person to like play. I wish he would do more action roles, but I feel like all people would see is Mike Tyson. You know what I mean? He got the face tattoo. But goodness gracious, like, imagine him in like another movie like this, or even, you know, it'd be awesome if he was like a villain of like, I wish it would have been like a Rock, someone Rocky fought, like an old boxer as well.
Dude,
the action scene would be so good. The boxing scene would be so good because he threw these punches. He looked like he was really hitting, but obviously he's not. It's choreographed. The movements. Oh, I loved it. I loved his fight scene in this movie. I really did. I just like Mike Tyson, though, in general. So, you know, when I was a kid growing up, he was like the invincible god of heavyweight boxing. So, awesome. I loved him in this. I loved him. Like, his acting is just, you know, it's okay, whatever. But as a fighting, like, if he could just do action scenes or whatever, and as a Rocky villain, he would be incredible because then he could talk, but it would be boxing talk. So it would be his natural element. Right. Either way, the actual villain, I agree with you. I really, 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 this is the first one that I really liked. And he's not a true villain. We ranked him as such as he's like the final fight between them. But he's like a dude. Honestly, he's a good dude. He's got a son. They don't have a lot of money. He's a rickshaw driver. So, you know, he doesn't make a lot. He does Wing Chun. You know, he talks with Ip Man early. Respect. You know, they have respect for each other. He's like, hey, we got to fight one day. You know what I mean? Like, see who's really the best. Then he does get involved in some stuff he shouldn't get involved in.
Street fighting, right.
Yeah, and then he takes the money to beat up that old guy. He takes all that money to beat up the old guy. So he does a crime, which then in that, you know, makes him the bad guy. But why he did it, you're conflicted because you're like, I get it. He's very poor. He did something bad for a lot of money, but he's trying to provide for his kid. I love villains that have that kind of layer. You know, it's like, man, he's not all the way an evil person. He did a bad thing, though. So, and then the fight at the end, I agree with you. It was awesome. I stopped short of a 5 as well. I gave him a 4. My favorite villain or final boss or whatever of this series so far for me.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I just want to interject and add something. Yeah. Remember when he got really pissed and he started fighting all the masters?
Yeah.
Because he wanted to get his name out there so then Ip Man will fight him. And then, I mean, we'll talk about that later. But I like that. That's what made him menacing. I mean, he had like the good side and dark side, but he started to go dark side because he wanted to get his name known out there.
Right.
And the only name out there that everyone knows is Ip Man. Like, Master Ip is the one that you got to go through if you want to become a Wing Chun master.
And why it's great is because they didn't make him like the first two. He's not a cartoon villain.
No.
He's like a dude. He's a real man who has pride and wants to do good things, gets involved in bad things. Pride gets the best of him. I loved it. I like the portrayal. He's not twirling his mustache and like Twister.
He was like Jin. The character Jin. Remember, he's the one that in part one that he showed up to the town and he's eating the soup and they were like, you have to beat Ip Man. And he went to the house.
He's like him. He's like better. Him with a little less, yeah, way better. Like less animated, more subdued, more realistic.
Yeah, well, he was him in part two when he had the family.
Yeah.
Remember? He was mad, humble, and all of a sudden because Itman gave him the whooping. So he just came down to earth. So
he was like that guy, but way better fighter.
Oh, well, yeah, that was way better. But yeah, I agree. All right, so action scenes.
Action. Okay, so this one honestly has a little less action than the other ones, which is okay. You know, because I was into the story, to be honest, and we'll get there in a second. But you had the fight. There's always a fight where he has to fight a whole bunch of guys. Obviously, this has that. And then I do like there's a couple different settings. He has the outside fight where he's running through the boat, like the unfinished wooden boat and all that kind of stuff. That was cool. I tell you what, though, there's two fights that stand out. Well, the Mike Tyson fight was awesome. But the three. Okay, then there's three. Three one-on-one fights, and they're all fantastic. The one with the red pajama guy in his apartment building when he goes in the elevator with his wife.
Yes. The Muay Thai. Was he Muay Thai? He was the Muay Thai guy?
He might have been Muay Thai, yeah. Bro, that fight was so cool. The way they filmed it, when they're in the stairwell, and it's like over, and then they're fighting down the stairwell, and he ends up knocking him over, and then they keep fighting and he fights him as the elevator's going down to meet his wife on the first floor.
Yeah.
So it was gangster. I loved it. I loved that fight. It was short, but very good. Mm-hmm. Then the final fight, like this. It was fantastic. They're both fast. These guys were fast as hell. Both of them. And you could tell the camera wasn't sped up. There's a part where they're fighting with these little like swords, and they're doing like they are going so fast, extremely impressive. I love that last fight. It's the right length. It's not overly long, and it's pretty even until the very end.
Yeah.
This guy does the Ric Flair eye poke on him. It man does the 1-inch punch on him, and the fight's over. And you know what? Yeah. At the end, they respected each other. You know, to a degree. You know, they had a understanding, and this guy knew who was the best Wing Chun in town. I'm going to give it a 5 because where it lacked in maybe quantity, it did have a little less than the others. I feel what was there was those three fights alone. The one-on-one fights are all different. One, he's fighting Muay Thai. One, he's fighting a boxer. Then he's fighting a Wing Chun guy. The styles make it different. They're so well choreographed. 5. I love it.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. One thing about this series that I love is the fighting. I don't know. I'm a sucker for this stuff. And this is not the only martial arts movies we're going to be talking about this. We already covered Kill Bill, a female-led martial arts. And we're going to continue with this trend because I love, after this, rewatching this, I love the whole martial arts thing. It feels so natural. Like, they run up to each other and they just start fighting. Like, that's what I love about it. And I know it's kind of corny when they kick him, it's always dusty, and when they punch him. Like, I don't care for that. I just love the talent. I love that it fits the movie. And with this action movie, I agree with you. Those are the top three. I love the elevator because it reminds me of Winter Soldier. When he's about to, when he goes, are we going to do this? Like, I was like, oh, that's like, so.
He puts the thing down. Tells his wife, hey, don't worry about it. Okay.
Yeah, he's like, baby, like, I'm going to. And I loved it because he blocked him so she doesn't hurt her. Like, it was just so perfect. And I thought that was a cool scene. Again, you're right. The boat scene with his son was awesome because he was protecting his son while he's climbing and he's smacking them with stuff. Thought that was really good. I love the school when he's going down the stairs. And he's whipping them. Like, it was like a...
When he runs down the stairs.
Yeah. And he's awesome whipping them. And then next thing you know, the semi-main villain, he's coming from the other side. And they Wing Chunging everybody. He's like, everybody Wing Chung tonight. Because they're like, everybody Wing Chung tonight.
It was awesome.
Yeah. It was really awesome. That scene was cool. The final battle was really epic. That's what I got to say. Oh yeah. That was an epic battle.
He gets the Ric Flair eye poke, and then he's blind and he's blocking the punches by just like leaning out of the way, and then he hits him with the little thong right there in the ribs.
And then he flew. He went,
like, let's go. Let's go.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty cool, and I love that scene because it's very emotional because he knew that his wife is dying from cancer, and she's the one who put him to the test because she wanted to see him or hear him fight for the last time.
She set it up.
Yeah, she set it up.
Over there, she's just listening. She didn't even turn around. She just listened to it. And she had that little smirk when she knew he won. She's yeah. like, oh, that's my man's right there.
She was like, that's my man. But no, but other than that, look, yeah. I agree. I gave that a 5. I mean, there was no way I could give this a 4 or 4.5. The action was so... And Mike Tyson was ruthless in this. Yeah. When he's punching glass and he's punching him, and then he was like, when
and
then this-
basically tied. No yeah. one really won.
No.
He just said, if you can survive for this amount of time, with the- then... I'll go. And the timer went off, and they were both like standing there about to hit each other.
Oh, bleeding out. And
yeah, it was even.
Yeah.
I liked it.
I loved it. I loved it. I thought it was awesome. I gave it a 5. Let's get to storyline.
Yeah. All right. Storyline. Now, I'll be honest. I'm surprised. This is my favorite one so far. This is my favorite. This is my favorite Ant-Man so far.
Okay.
This worked. So I don't know. Maybe it's just my taste. In movies, maybe it's just, I don't know. I like that this one has human drama to it with him and the wife. I really enjoyed that storyline. She's essentially been window dressing for the first two movies. You know what I mean? She's just kind of there.
Well, she's being a mom, I guess.
Yeah, she's being a mom, but she's super background. You know, very little between them. She gets a little bit mad. He says, oh, forgive me, let's have dinner, and then it's whatever. This time, he really had to be, this is the first time he really seemed like a husband to me, you know, like to her. When he doesn't go to that fight. In the first two movies, he would have went to that fight. When he finds out she's sick, you know, in this one, he goes dancing with her. I loved it. I really thought it was great. I enjoyed that little subplot of her being sick and him actually doing what he needs to do as a man. And then in return, she says, you know what? You got to do this. And I thought it was awesome. I loved it. Also, this is like a street level Ip Man movie, right? This is not for the fate of the nation. He's not fighting for all of China. He's not fighting for all of, you know, Wing Chun and martial arts like he is against Twister. This is like mob, low level mob kind of bosses in a town and him kind of fighting against it, right? You got these guys. They want to take over this school. Mike Tyson, he wants to, you know, you get the kind of, it's not mafia because that's Italian, but like a mob kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like criminals in an area trying to run it, and Ip Man being someone who is standing against it with a small group of people. I love that. I love that. I thought it was the best storyline. I mean, part one has a great storyline. Don't get me wrong. I think I gave that the same score as this, but this one I preferred. I liked it better. I was really surprised. I'm going to give it a 4. I thought it was a really good storyline. Slightly less epic in scale. You know, smaller, but smaller worked for me. It was more human, more down to earth kind of movie. And I liked him in that scenario.
Yeah. I mean, I liked the storyline. I thought it was a pretty good. What would you give the storyline?
Oh, a 4. I'm sorry. A 4.
Okay. That's not bad. Yeah. The storyline, I agree with you. I like one. You know how I feel about one. I thought the storyline was really good for one. I mean, we got our nitpicks with the beginning, but I think once it starts to pick up, that movie just became an epic drama. I mean, that's what it was. It was part one was never an action movie. It had elements of action, but it was more of a war style martial arts movie. Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. This one was an action movie. Like you just said, mom movie, like all in blended into one with Mike Tyson. And I think his cameo is, for me, that's what made the movie even better, because you're thinking he's the main dude, but he's not. They used his popularity just to get people in the movie, you know? So with that, I love the canter with the mom. It reminded me of Adrian. She's Adrian of this Ip Man story. Like, because Adrian was the same thing. She was never around when Rocky was around. She was a mother. And then she shows up at the end, you know? So she's the Adrian of Ip Man. I love that. I thought that was pretty cool. I love his son got older, like I told you.
Yeah, finally.
So, yeah, finally.
he's not 5 anymore.
Right. And then we have, you know, the other guy that comes in to find him. Yes, and guess what? Just to give everyone out there that's listening, when this podcast come out, me and David, if you want to check it out, we already did a live review on our live show on Wednesday at 9 p.m., we're going to be doing Master Z, which is a spinoff of that character from It Man Part 3. So we're going to be doing the review live. It'll be already out for you guys. So you guys could check that out over at Levels of Geeks on YouTube, on our YouTube channel. Nice. So that video will be out. We're going to be doing that Wednesday. So with that said, I gave this a 4 also. I enjoyed this movie a lot. To me, so far, I enjoyed 1, 2, and 3. I know you hate Part 2. I know you hate it for a fact. But for me, I really enjoyed 1, 2, and 3. I thought it was a really cool, in terms of It Man himself, a progression was there from 1, 2, and 3. And I enjoyed it. So I gave that a 4. So far, we are tied again.
Yeah, we got the same exact numbers.
So it's up to overall.
Gonna be the tiebreaker.
Which is me, right? I start this one. Mm-hmm. So overall, I'm not going to nip it in the butt. I'm just going to go straight out with it. I enjoyed this movie a lot. I think Part 2 was... Do I enjoy this one better? I absolutely enjoy this one better than 2, but 2 was way long, and I think that's what hurt the movie for me in terms of 2. 2 was way... I mean, me and you talked about that the length was way too long for the movie. Should have been cut short a bit, and then I would have been like, that's a really good Part 2 to the It Man 1. This movie was a little bit shorter. I felt like it was a little... It flowed. The storylines worked. It made sense. It wasn't just throwing there, oh, she's going to have cancer just to get him all hyped up to fight the bad guy. No, they did not do that in this movie. This movie was straight. She had the real life problem. He was so humble that he didn't even care at all about his reputation as a Wing Chun master that he didn't even do no Kung Fu for nothing for like a month, right? It was like a month or something. Like he was just away. Like people didn't even know what the hell was going on. He was taking care of the kids in the school. His wife that's sick. So with that, I gave this movie a 4. That's the overall I gave it because I really enjoy this movie. I love the action, and I think it had a great message behind this film. So that's just me. Yeah. I gave it a 4 overall.
Yeah, you know what? I'm right. We're right on the same page. I like something you said earlier. The first one felt like a drama with some action, a historical drama with some action, and this one felt like an action movie with some drama, which I liked. It was a good, you know, switch up. It is about 10, 12 minutes shorter, but it feels a lot shorter because there's no fluff in this movie. Like there's no, remember in Part 2 and in Part 1 less, but in Part 2, it really feels like two separate movies. Like there's one whole movie and then another whole movie. This one felt like one movie, cohesive, no filler, which makes it feel shorter because it's one story told through. They sprinkle the wife stuff kind of throughout. So you're getting that subplot. You get the villain actually has a storyline in this movie. The villain in the first two movies, neither of them. The villain didn't have a storyline ever. Like, not a real storyline. No. This guy is in the beginning of the movie. You're with him throughout the movie. Less than It Man, but they have scenes where it's just him with his son. You know, he's trying to rent the building from the lady, and she's talking crap to him because he's just a rickshaw driver. Mm-hmm. You have him doing the crime stuff. Like, he is as much a character as It Man in this movie, which I appreciated. It makes the fight better. It makes the fight better when you're with both characters and you could kind of... So I think that this one did everything that I like in a movie, in an action movie especially. I also gave it a 4. I mean, with a 4, a 4, a 5 for reaction and a 4 for story, I feel like a 4 was a good appropriate score. So we are right on the money. Same exact scores across the board.
Yeah, so that's a 21 out of a 25, guys. We gave a 21 across the board between me and Nate. I mean, we did the exact same score. Again, when we do these scores, we do not know each other's score. The only time I'm writing them down is for when I'm editing. But other than that, I really don't know what he's putting up. So this is actually awesome. This is another movie that's not an Arnold movie that we went across the board. So
this was my favorite one, easily. Like, yeah. And you guys got to keep in mind when we're reviewing this, I'm not saying it's the best one. Maybe not. Maybe the first one's the best one. This was my favorite one. This one is one I would see myself watching again before watching any of the other ones. Because I enjoyed it. I liked the storyline. I liked the villains. I liked the characters. I liked the subplot. I liked the drama. I liked the fights. You know, the one-on-one fights are awesome in this. So yeah, this was my favorite one, hands down so far.
Yeah, this has the total package so far. So with that says, guys, that is our rankings. There's a 21 out of a 25 for both of us across the board. Guys, let us know what you guys think of It Man 3 in the comments down below. And of course, Nate, come on, close us out.
Yeah, so that is It Man 3. We got the same exact score, tie. Now, of course, next episode, you're going to hear us do Lucy. We're going to be reviewing Lucy for our female-led action movie month of January. So keep an eye and an ear out for that. And then, of course, next week we'll wrap it up with Ip Man 4, which I'm now re-excited about. So I was kind of down. I was like, oh, no. This one, I didn't like 2. 2 brought me so low that I was like, oh, no, I don't like this. And then 3 got me back up. So now I'm excited for 4. So hopefully, I've never seen it. It's the first time. These are all first time watches for me, by the way, except the first one. We already said it. But I'm hoping it doesn't let me down. But I'm really looking forward to it now. So I'm hyped. I'm back on the hype train for Ip Man.
Yeah, there you go. So guys, follow us on all our social platforms. Nate, you can follow Nate on Instagram at NateFlixReviews or his podcast with him and his friends over at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play. Channel name is NateFlix Movie Reviews on all those platforms, all those platforms that you listen to your podcast on. And of course, Levels of Geeks, everything across the board, Levels of Geeks from Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Instagram. And again, guys, thank you so much. And I hope you guys enjoyed episode 25, the Ip Man 3 movie review. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Nate Flix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.